I think it's fantastic news. I mean, we've got a big building there. It's actually an old market building, and it used to be open. So where the windows are used to be entrances in and out, so it would be a food market. So it's got a historical connection with the town in terms of going back hundreds of years. But I think most importantly now, we have lost the banks, which is most unfortunate, that we are in the position to maximise this building for the benefit of Castletown and the Isle of Man. And I'm, as I said tonight, the board are pleased, because we are delighted that M&H have decided to invest in Castletown, in this building, to provide a new centre, providing information for tourists and locals, so people can see what's available here about the island, go into there for information. It's just good news.
You did say during the meeting that you had a meeting with Manx National Heritage earlier in May. So how did that go? And was this the expected outcome that you had from that meeting?
First meeting we had as a new board was with Manx National Heritage, because we see that as critical in terms of partners with the town to make sure the town maximises what it's got. And Castletown has basically most of the history of the Isle of Man in it, because it was the capital for hundreds of years. And therefore, with the castle and the old House of Keys, the Nautical Museum and so on, we have so much history here. And as well as the layout of the streets, the original streets. So we had a meeting with Manx National Heritage. We were concerned that they were not able to open the grammar school, the old House of Keys and the Nautical Museum on a daily basis throughout the summer period. And we've made that point very strongly to them, which they said they would look at. They have made some changes to that to reopen it a bit. Hopefully next year, we hope they will be in a position to fund opening it on a full-time basis through those periods. These are important for visitors. If the Isle of Man is going to have a successful tourism, then heritage is an important part of what will attract people to come and visit the Isle of Man. It's no use people coming here, spending money to get here, using our services to get here. And then when they come, they find many of our facilities just shut. It just doesn't make any sense. I have a concern of a lack of commitment by Tynwald and government into the Manx culture. There's no investment hardly going into it by government. They don't have a strategy. It's not included in any of their documentation. And therefore, it's important for us as commissioners to fight the case for Castletown, because nobody else is.
What are you hoping to see the new building do for the town?
What it will do is mean we don't have an empty building, a prominent empty building in the town. But importantly, it means that Manx National Heritage commitment to Castletown, which is already there because they own so many important buildings, is actually enhanced. And it's much better than it just being a closed office where really it's not of benefit to the town. When it was a bank, it was a public building. People were in and out of it all the time. It was an important building. The worst stage to me would have been if it had been a closed building, which just had people working there as an office. So this is really good news for Castletown. It will enhance the facilities in the town, and we can all work together to build on that to make Castletown a more attractive place.